I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Before the break, we spoke with Benoit Denise Lewis about his cover story for the New York Times Magazine this past weekend, about what he says is a growing trend of younger and younger kids identifying themselves as gay or lesbian, and the challenges this can pose for kids as young as 11 or 12 who are trying to fit in with their peers at school as an openly gay person. He also talked about the challenges this can pose for their parents. For this week's parenting segment, we've called upon Nadia Buchholz and her son Austin Buchholz, who came out at age 13. Their story was one of those that appeared in the Times Magazine article. Also with us is John Cepek. He's the president of the support group PFLAG, Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays, and he also has a son who is gay. Welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Austin, I'd like to start with you. You are 15 now, correct?
Yep.
But you came out when you were 13. Is that right?
13, yeah.
How did you, and it sounds maybe like a stupid question, but there are those who want to know, how did you know you were gay and why did you want to come out?
I guess I just kind of knew. I don't know exactly how I knew, but like I knew I was different, and I guess learning what gay meant, I kind of was like, oh, I guess that's me. Didn't really think too much about it. And then I kept lying when people ask me questions and stuff, so I just wanted to get it off my chest and not keep lying. I didn't like to lie.
And when you thought about talking about it, how did you think about it? Did you think about it in the sense of, this is something I just want people to know about myself, or was it something you felt you had to get off your chest, as it were?
I just really had to get it off my chest.
Nadia, what about you? Austin said he knew he was different. Did you feel that way as a mom? As his mom, did you think, oh, yeah, something a little different about Austin?
I did. There were some points in his life where the thought crossed my mind. I had asked him on several occasions, you know, did the conversation, I love you, you can tell me, it'll be all right. And Austin's answer always to me was, you know, I'm not gay and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Why do you think you wanted to know?
Because I really felt like there was something bothering him. You know, his grades started to slip, that there was something consuming him. You know, that thought crossed my mind that he was going through that stage in his life where kids are finding themselves. And, you know, I wanted to know if that was part of it. Are you struggling with something inside because you think you're gay, because you know you're gay? I wanted to know, you know, for that reason.
How did you react when he finally came clean, as it were, and got it off his chest?
I blew up. Because he came out saying, I'm bisexual. And for all the conversations that we had had about, you know, are you gay? And his, you know, very adamantly, I am not gay. Then he announces to me that he's bisexual. And I remember at the time, I didn't understand. And so I blew up at the thought of him kind of, I don't know, almost mocking me, I think I felt, by saying I'm bisexual. I'm like, what does that mean? Bisexuality, does that mean you're going to be with a girl one day and a boy the next day and then switch back and forth? And so it was not a good time.
Austin, what's your take on that? When you remember that exchange with your mom, what do you remember?
I just remember a very bad time in my life altogether. I mean, I told her I was bisexual. I told people that I was because I was like, well, you know, I like guys and I don't really like girls, but maybe I could. And I was kind of like hoping. So when I told her, I meant it a little bit because I kind of wished it was true. But looking back at it, just the way she blew up, it backfired and it just made the time even worse. And I thought it was going to help me, which it did eventually. But right afterwards, it was just really bad.
How are things now?
Things are good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that.
We are.
We've come a long way.
We can joke about it now. We can laugh about it. We can talk to people about it. And it's fine. You know, we're on the same page as each other most of the time. So,
as much as a 15-year-old boy is going to be on the same page as mom, right? Right,
exactly.
Mom?
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. John, you as president of PFLAG, I'm guessing that you're hearing from a lot of parents. Are you, as Benoit indicated, finding out that people are at younger ages than perhaps we'd been led to expect in the past coming out?
Absolutely. Absolutely. At our meetings, we have more and more parents who are coming in whose kids are in middle school or the first year of high school. So that I think the increasing public awareness and somewhat more acceptance of being lesbian or gay is encouraging. When our son came out back in 1991, there wasn't as much discussion about lesbian and gay issues. When he was going through high school, I don't think we even gave it a second thought, although there were signs. We were typical suburban parents. We had our heads in the sand. and ignored some signs that might have indicated that our son was different or gay. It took Christmas of 1991 for us to find out that our son was gay. We had a somewhat different coming out story. Our son John was going out the back door during the Christmas season, and he was carrying a bag full of presents, maybe 8 or 9 of them, big bag, all of them with gift tags with the name of a man on it. And Char said, my wife said, gee, this person must be a very good friend of yours. And John said, well, don't you know I'm gay? He thought we knew. I think Char, my wife, said something like, you're making a terrible choice. He said, Mom, it's not a choice. They both cried. He went out the back door, which was a great way to do a coming out, to have an exit strategy. And, you know, the next day, my wife went to the library and started learning about LGBT issues, and we started talking to our son about them, and we had, I think, a rather pleasant coming out experience.
Nadia, when Austin came out to you, did it reframe the conversations you felt you needed to have with him about sexuality?
Yes, because I was uncomfortable talking to him about sexuality with another man. So, you know, we refrained from talking about, although looking back now, we already had those discussions. We already had the discussions about AIDS and being promiscuous and drinking and all those conversations. Austin and I had already, you know, had those discussions.
But also about relationships. I know that, for example, with my son, my husband is very, you know, he will tell him things like, well, you open a door for a young lady. You offer to carry her heavy bag, you know, that kind of thing, to sort of framing in the context of how you treat a woman in the context of a relationship, right? So did you kind of think, okay, how do I switch it up? Or did you even think that's not even, let's just deal with safety and respect issues first or something? Do you know what I mean? Like, in terms of just the way parents talk to their kids about relationships, they don't just talk about sex. They talk about relationships, how you treat a person in a relationship.
Yes, I refrained from it for about a year. But like in the past year and a half, Austin and I talk about relationships and how you treat people. And I refer to it as, you know, someday when you have, you know, when you're going out with a guy, you know, this is how you treat people. This is how you treat someone else. But you're right. It stops you because you're trained to talk to my sons about, you know, opening the door for a woman and paying for the bill. And so you have to kind of change your frame of thinking. But it's still the same. You have to realize that it's still the same thing. He's still going to be in a relationship someday, and those core values still matter.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Austin Buchholz. He came out of the closet at age 13. We're also speaking with his mother, Nadia. Also with us is John Cepek, president of the gay and lesbian support group PFLAG. That's parents, friends, and family members of gays. And we're talking about gay and lesbian people coming out at younger and younger ages. John, had you noticed, though, with the parents who you have spoken with over the years, that there is that there's a gender difference in whether the child who's coming out is a boy or a girl? Have you noticed whether the parents of the boys or the girls express more or different concern?
Yeah, I think, and this is just anecdotal and this is just based on my perspective, but I think that for some reason, young women are accorded more latitude in terms of how they pair up than young men are. It may be for a variety of reasons. You know, we're accustomed to young women having close relationships. We're accustomed to seeing people pair off, and women pair off. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, we had women in our neighborhood who lived together, and nobody knew or questioned what was going on. It's, I think, largely related to the fact that we're still pretty much a male-centered society. You know, everybody's working to improve that and to grant equality to both sexes, but men are looked upon as somehow more important than women. I hate saying that.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you're saying. I think
it's still true. I hate to say it, but, you know, it's not just LGBT prejudice that we're aware about in PFLAG. You know, once you get into the discrimination area, you've become sensitive to how it exists in many, many and varied forms.
Austin, two things I'm curious about is when you came out to your family, didn't go so well at first, but going pretty well now. But what about with friends and people at school? How did that go? And secondly, I also wanted to ask you that question. Have you noticed the kids treat boys or girls who come out differently?
Well, when I came out to my friends and stuff, it was pretty well perceived by the people I was already friends with. People I wasn't friends with probably weren't friends with me because they already thought I was gay at the beginning. So it was no surprise to them, really. So everyone just kind of shut up talking to me for a while. But after a little bit of adjusting, which was like a week, people started to just act like everything was fine. Because, I mean, people thought it before, so it wasn't like a big shock to anybody. It wasn't earth-shattering to most people I talked to. I lost a couple friends in the process, but because they were too popular to be seen with the gay kid. But, you know, that happens. But I definitely see now that, like, my lesbian and bisexual girlfriends are definitely treated better than the guys. And people don't question them as much, I find, because it's just kind of people, I don't know. I don't really know why people won't question them.
The only thing that sort of struck me is you said, you know, the gay kid. Are you really the gay kid? Is that how it is?
That's pretty much how it works around here.
You're the only one?
I've heard rumors that there are more. Have I met any of them? No,
there
but
are,
I've heard
Austin,
rumors.
There are.
And I have my questions about some people, but as of right now, at least I'm the only out person, and at least in my school.
But you feel good about it from what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing, you know, you feel like this is who I am. This is the decision I made. I'm good.
I'm totally cool with myself. Yeah. And
I guess the one thing I did want to ask is if you had to do it over, do you think you might have waited to talk to people about it? Or you just think, listen, it is what it is, and I had to come out, so that's how it is.
I'm pretty much an it is what it is kind of person. That's just kind of the way that I thought about it. So I don't, if I went back, I wouldn't take anything back. I'd do it all the same, probably.
Do you have any advice, Austin, for other kids?
I guess my advice for other kids would be just to love yourself first. That's kind of sounds corny, but it's true. You should do it. And really, as hard as it is, not care what people think about you. Just care about what yourself, like, care about your own self-image. And that there's always going to be help that you can find if you look hard enough. So I'm here to help if anyone needs me.
Well, that's good. Okay, Nadia, what about you? Do you have any advice for parents who are might be listening to us and are sort of kind of where you were thinking, what?
I would say, you know, before you blow up like I did, really take the time to listen to your child. And I would, you know, for me, it's easy to love him no matter what his sexual orientation is. And but I say listen to your child. I mean, really listen to them. Listen to what they have to say and give them the opportunity to tell you how, you know, what's going on in their heads.
And I think that kids should definitely let their parents, like, listen to their parents and not blow up at their parents if their parents aren't understanding anything. Because I know my parents, I had to explain a lot and they still wouldn't get it. And I blew up, and I guess I kind of regret blowing up at them, because you need to listen to them too, because they're having a hard time as well. I mean, they had their own dreams for you, and you've kind of shattered them, as sad as that is. But you know, you just need to let everyone talk. Everyone needs to be able to talk and have their moment, and there shouldn't be a big fight.
Well, you didn't shatter my dreams, Austin.
Okay, I'm glad, Mom.
Well, that's good to hear. She doesn't sound shattered to me, Austin. She sounds okay.
Your dreams change, but they're never shattered. Well, they're transformed.
But, Nanny, can I ask, what are the rules for dating?
That's a good question.
He gets to date when he's 16.
Okay, and that means going out with one person by himself, just as a couple.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yep, that was
What about at home? Door open, door closed?
What do you mean by that?
Does he get to entertain in his room, door open or door closed? That's a big thing.
We always had the door open with our other son with girls, so I would say door open.
But it totally works for me because I live on a different level than them. So,
you know, regardless of his sexuality, you know, we're pretty conservative when it comes to, you know, that. You know, when it comes to, you know, we have an 18-year-old son who, you know, the door was always open when he had a girl over. So So that's the rules for Austin. And again, it's going to be a very difficult time for him because we live in a very conservative area. But we'll cross that when we get to it.
See. Austin, you hear that? 16.
Yeah.
There are witnesses. We all heard.
Yes.
So. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
He will hold me to it, believe me.
The minute he turns to at 8:04 p.m. John, final thought from you?
Yeah,
do you have any advice?
Michelle, I would be a sorry president of parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, or PFLAG in short, if I didn't urge parents and family members to go to www.pflag.org. Because by doing so, one can come into contact with other people who have had similar experiences. By going to PFLAG meetings, parents and young people can learn how other families have coped, and they can begin the journey that Nadia and Austin have made to go from discomfort to acceptance and finally to affirmation when the parents realize that it's just as good to be lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender as it is to be straight. And then I hope when the parents reach that point that they spread that message to the rest of this country, because we need a social, cultural transformation in terms of how we look at lesbian and gay people here in America.
John Cepek is the president of PFLAG. That stands for Parents, Families, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And he was kind enough to join us from Chicago.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Austin Buchholz. He is 15. He and his mother, Nadia, joined us from Benton Harbor, Michigan. Thank you all so much for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.